KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic softball team picked up a couple of wins over Red Oak last night in Atlantic. The girls won the first half of a double dip, 7-3, took the second game 3-1. That first game began with a large number of flyouts and quick moving innings until the fourth, when Atlantic finally got a rally going. Olivia Engler got it started with a base hit, and Madison Botos and Alyssa Derby followed with hits to load up the bases. Kennedy Gergen was hit by a pitch to bring a run home, and Mackenzie Waters later brought two more home on an RBI single. Atlantic backed up that inning with three more runs in the fifth, thanks to a couple of fielding errors from the Tigers and some opportunistic base running by Atlantic. The Tigers scored all three of their runs in the sixth off of back-to-back hits from Chloe and Lexi Johnson. Atlantic tacked on one more in the sixth on an RBI double by Engler to bring that final margin. Engler got the win in the circle, also allowing three runs on seven hits with seven strikeouts. Kennedy Gergen got the start in the circle in the second game and had a nice outing. She went five innings, allowing just one run on seven hits with one strikeout. Engler came on in the sixth to finish up the game. Atlantic grabbed two runs in the first, taking advantage of five walks from Emma Bierbaum, who got the start in game two for Red Oak. Atlantic tacked on one more in the fourth, but left the bases loaded in that frame and in the fifth. Red Oak's only run came in the fifth inning on an RBI double from Kendall Kells. At the end of the night, Gergen said she felt really good in the circle, and the team played well together in their win last night in game two.
I think this was one of my best nights. I think I threw harder than I have been, and I hit my spots pretty well. Team super supportive behind me. They always make the plays and get the outs. Yeah, I think once we get the bat on the ball, then everything just keeps rolling and we get more pumped up, and turned out well.
Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman thought the pitching was some of the best Atlantic has had all season.
Really, one of her better outings of the season, but particularly in the last couple of weeks. She kept the ball down. She spotted her fastball well. She moved her rise ball up out of the zone enough that you saw some girls swinging at that pitch, and then that hadn't been happening here for us, and the drop is working. So, I'm really happy this time of year to see her pitch that way. And then, we were hoping to limit some innings as far as she was concerned and get Kennedy out there and give her some. And, we were hoping maybe four, maybe five innings. She gave us six, so that was a real plus. And we brought, I think, sixth inning there someplace, we brought Liv back in just to show him something a little bit different and shut things down, and Liv gets a save too.
Atlantic improves to 25-8 on the season. Red Oak falls to 9-19 with those losses in last night's contest. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls softball play last night, it was Creston over Lewis Central 8-7. Harlan beat Bishop Heland Catholic in eight innings 4-2. Shenandoah dumping Tri-Center 17-0. Clarinda over Southwest Valley 10-0. From the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside beat Underwood 5-0. AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 4-3. Audubon beating Glidden Ralston 12-7. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK 3-0 over Arweva. Lennox defeating Cam 4-1. West Harrison beat Whiting 13-0. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over East Mills 7-1. Sydney beat Stanton 12-5. Out of the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Southwest Valley 11-0. Mount Air twice over Bedford 15-3 and 11-1. Also last night, Grandview Christian beat Nottoway Valley 4-2 in girls softball play. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Atlantic by a final of 6-2, Creston beating Clarinda 10-6, Harlan doubled up Lewis Central 12-6. Also, Lewis Central beat Red Oak 16-6. Denison over IKM Manning 8-2. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, it was Tri-Center over Shenandoah 15-5. Underwood beat St. Albert 11-5. Audubon over Southwest Valley 4-0. Trainer beat South Central Calhoun 7-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. South Central Calhoun took the nightcap in a slugfest 17-12. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley beat Riverside 16-1. Woodward Granger over Cam 11-6. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Nottoway Valley 5-1. Arweva over East Sac County 4-2. West Harrison beat Whiting 13-0. From the Corner Conference, Essex South Page beat Griswold 9-5. Stanton clinched the Corner Conference title with a 13-6 win over Sydney last night. And Fremont Mills beat East Mills 14-12 in boys baseball play. Well, there's a new leader in the National League Central Division. Christian Yelich singled with the bases loaded and belted his Major League-leading 30th home run as the Brewers down the Reds 8-6 at Cincinnati last night. The Brewers lead their division by one game over Chicago after Josh Bell slammed three more homers in the Pirates' 18-5 thrashing of the Cubs. Also in Major League Baseball, in a short schedule last night, Kevin Pillar, Evan Longoria, and Austin Slater all homered while the Giants pounded out 9 extra base hits in a 13-2 laugher against the Padres. Kevin Kiermaier's 3-run homer lifted the Rays to a 6-3 win against the Orioles. Freddie Galvis hit a pair of solo homers, and Kevin Biggio matched his career high with 4 RBIs as the Blue Jays hammered the Royals 11-4. The Angels-Rangers game in Texas was postponed last night. Well, Major League Baseball has been rocked by the sudden death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs at the age of 27. Skaggs was with the team in Texas when he was found unresponsive in his hotel room. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say they are investigating, but no foul play is suspected at this time. Skaggs had been a regular in the Angels' starting rotation since late 2016 when he returned from Tommy John surgery. He struggled with injuries repeatedly over the past 3 seasons, but persevered to become a valuable starter in Los Angeles' injury-plagued rotation. Also in the majors, the Rangers have designated pitcher Shelby Miller for assignment. The right-hander was 1-3 with an .859 earned run average in 19 games this season, including 8 starts as he tried to come back from Tommy John surgery. Well, Seattle enters their home game tonight against St. Louis as losers of their last 4 games. The Mariners are 17-25 in home games this year. Seattle has hit 150 home runs already this season. That's second in baseball. Daniel Vogelbach leads them with 20, averaging 1 every 12.9 at-bats. The Cardinals are 17-23 in road games. The St. Louis pitching staff as a whole has an ERA of 4.15, with Dakota Hudson leading the way with a 3.40 earned run average. This is the first meeting of the season for these two teams as they get that 3-game series underway tonight. Pre-game coverage starts at 8:15 tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 9:10 this evening. Coco Gauff is still in, and Naomi Osaka is out. Following day one at Wimbledon, the 15-year-old Gauff showed poise and power in a 6-4, 6-4 stunner against 7-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams. The 39-year-old Williams was the oldest competitor in the women's bracket before falling to the youngest competitor to qualify at the All England Club in the professional era. Meanwhile, the second-seeded Osaka continued her recent downward spiral by dropping her first-round match 7-6 and 6-2. Osaka is the reigning U.S. Open and Australian Open champion, but her slump dropped her from the top of the WTA rankings last week. Other first-round winners on the women's side include third-seeded Karolina Pliskova, seventh-seeded Simona Halep, eighth-seeded Elena Svitolina, number 14 Caroline Wozniacki, and number 17 Madison Keys. The men's bracket also opened with a pair of major upsets as Yuri Vasily earned a 4-set win over sixth-seeded Alexander Zverev, and number 7 Stefanos Tsitsipas was beaten in 5 sets by Thomas Fabiano. Men's number 1 seed Novak Djokovic and number 4 Kevin Anderson advanced to round 2 by winning in straight sets. In today's action, Serena Williams renews her bid for her 24th Grand Slam title and 8th at Wimbledon with a center court match in the first round. Williams lost in the final at the All England Club to Angelique Kerber last year. Kerber opens today's first round action in the main stadium. 8-time Wimbledon champ Roger Federer will follow up, as he'll play on the main court today. First match on court number 1 will be Ash Barty's first match since she became ranked number 1. The French Open champion will be in action. Rafael Nadal takes action also in that arena later today. Well, a year ago at this time, Darren DeVries was trying to put together a roster just to be competitive. After a surprising first season that included a share of the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title, the Bulldog basketball team are a much more experienced team heading into next season.
The only thing that's still a little bit unique is we still brought in 7 new guys again, you know, six scholarship players and 1 walk-on. So we still have a lot of new guys to teach. The good part is we have at least half the team this time around can help them get through drills and explanations while they're in the back of the line. And that piece has been nice, just to have some returning guys that have been through it.
DeVries says no one is satisfied after last season.
I think the biggest thing we've talked to our team about is just making sure they stay hungry, you know, and not be satisfied with what they were able to get done last year. And we want to make sure that we continue to build and grow as a team and program. And they've done a great job. I think they've been really focused, and they've been getting after it, pretty good here in these summer workouts.
DeVries says despite having an experienced nucleus, there are still several new faces in their summer workouts. Well, the Golden State Warriors have reason to smile again after losing All-Star forward Kevin Durant to a free agent contract with the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday. All-Star guard Klay Thompson has announced on Instagram that he's staying in the Bay Area. He's expected to sign a 5-year max contract for $190 million when the NBA free agent moratorium period ends, remaining with Golden State just as he had hoped all along. Thompson had been scheduled for surgery this past week for a torn ACL in his left knee after he was injured during a Game 6 loss to the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat have completed agreements to land Jimmy Butler from the Philadelphia 76ers in a 4-team swap with the Clippers and the Trailblazers. The Heat also receive Myers Leonard. The Blazers get Hassan Whiteside, while the Clippers pick up Mo Harkless and a future first-round pick, and the 76ers acquire Josh Richardson. Kyrie Irving says his decision to join the Nets is about wanting to play at home. His representatives say the All-Star point guard has agreed to a 4-year maximum contract with the Nets after 2 seasons. In Boston. Lots of activity in NBA free agency. NHL free agency also has seen a lot of movement here in the last day. That is our check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.